A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's Unrivaled, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell, to my right. Joining us on the program right now, one of our favorites, the coach, Tim Lacombe, on the program here with us. Tim, we talked to you last week before the I think what Scott referred to as the Jazz had a DNF in the draft.
That was their grade for the draft.
They had a did not finish. And yet, here we are today. Here we are today with an announcement of a new head coach, reportedly, thanks to all of the people who are reporting on the NBA. Will Hardy is going to be joining the Utah Jazz as the head coach after 1 year on the bench as an assistant to Ime Udoka in Boston. All accounts, coach, say that this guy is, well, we already know he's 34 and he's the youngest active head coach he will be. But they love this guy across the league. What were your thoughts on his hire? Were you shocked about it, or were you just pleased as punch?
No, I'm not surprised. I think I couldn't pick the person, but felt like it would be somebody young and probably their first head job. But also, if you just look at his, I guess for lack of a better word, his basketball lineage, man, it's tied back to some really good coaches. He certainly paid his dues and, got started really young. Everybody talks about him being young, but he started, very young. And I'll be the first to tell you the film room isn't glamorous. So I'm always excited when a young guy gets an opportunity. And, that's what I'm excited about here.
What should you read into that it is a young guy and that he hasn't had any head coaching experience? What does that mean for the Jazz organization, the team, and the fans?
I think in this day and age, it really is. It's about, not necessarily all the experience being as a head coach, but just cutting your teeth in the game, being around great coaches, having innovative ideas. I think if you watched this year in particular, the Celtics after timeouts, that was an area that Coach Hardy was in charge of, and they're as good as anybody in the league. And I think it's because he's put a ton of time in studying the film. Scott, you'll know this. A huge part of being successful is having a coach, that believes in you, but also is progressive, understands the trends and the nuances of the game. And I think that's what's exciting about Will Hardy is, although young, not a ton of experience, certainly a lot of great names in his court, handpicked, really hitting in the situation by the brain trust of the Jazz. And, a guy that is definitely innovative and understands, where the trends of the game are moving toward.
That is a unique thing because you see a lot of coaches, whether it's the, you know, professional basketball, football, whatever, and the adjustment or seeing what's going on, and not only just seeing it, but kind of having that calm in that pressure situation to go, okay, here's what we need to do, here's what needs to happen, and they can make those quick adjustments. And I think the people that are the most successful have an ability to do that, because everyone doesn't have that ability.
No, you're exactly right. And I think, you know, you aren't necessarily born with that ability either. I think there's an innate ability, but at the same time, that's achieved over a lot of time sitting in front of the game. And, you know, it's one thing to be out there, you know, guys that go from player, you know, to kind of easy boat to the coach. You know, I like seeing a guy like this played. You know, he's 6'6", so he's a big guy. But he's going to have, you know, he's certainly going to have the ear of the young guys, because I think that's another big piece. He's young, and I think it's really important in this day and age to be able to relate to the guys, you know, coming up playing the game.
He can relate with Mike Conley because they're the exact same age. So there's that part where he's in the locker room and you go, you have one guy on one side of their career that goes, man, that's the youngest dude ever. And then you have Mike Conley and they go, that guy's old, man. So you have this kind of coming together in the locker room. How do players react when there's a new hire and a new sheriff in town, so to speak? I mean, and it wasn't just Will Hardy, obviously, but the reported addition as well of David Fizdale coming into the front office as an assistant GM. So you have all these new guys coming in, and the team has to kind of just deal with it. How does that affect the actual locker room, if at all?
Well, you know, certainly the coach is going to affect the locker room, but obviously the amount invested, you know, that the Jazz have here, they did their due diligence. I think, you know, I'm disappointed for a friend, you know, a couple of friends, actually, Johnny and Alex, whose name were, you know, put up there, and certainly would have loved, you know, to have those guys in this spot. But I look back at it. I look at it and I think it makes a lot of sense. I think you're with a young guy who has been around really good coaches, as I mentioned, but you know, coming off a ton of success this last year, and not, you know, success that they just kind of fell into, like they created it. You know, I think that staff had a lot to do with the Celtics being able to turn what was a pretty average to dismal season for them early in the year onto a really successful season that got them all the way to the world title. So him being able to be a part of that, seeing again, I've said this a few times, but the trends of the game, it's so important to understand where the game's going, you know, to be able to adjust, like you said, Scott, on the fly. And so much of that is, hey, I know how this team guards. You know, I know that every single time they're going to shoot the gap, so I'm going to do this back to them as a counter. I think that's where Hardy has a ton of advantage, because he's lived and watched film. He understands film. And then he, you know, from all accounts, he's a great communicator, which is a huge part of being good at as a coach.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the Jazz took their time, were rather exhaustive and extensive, multiple interviews, didn't really put a timetable on things, but it appears that they have their new coach before free agency starts. What kind of impact is that going to have on free agency? And do you think that was by design that they actually got this done before they got into the free agency period?
Well, I think just by virtue of everybody getting a fair shake. You know, a coach is going to want to be able to be in the room when those decisions are made. And certainly it could have gone on, because you certainly have great minds in Justin Zanuck and Danny Ainge, now David Fizdale, which I think I just speak to that David Fizdale thing for a second. I really think it really does speak to the lack of ego in the room. I think Danny and Justin could say, hey, we got this, but you know, for whatever reason, this makes sense. And it's not about one single person. It's about a group of people putting their minds together to get something done. So I actually applaud that as well. But I think it's, the coach probably was an essential part before you start making moves. I'm sure they timed it, and they, as you said, they did their due diligence, really extensive job of trying to find a coach. And now that they've got him, I think now you move forward. This is kind of, the draft for whatever the draft was step one. Now you kind of put this in place. And now the real big thing now, trades and free agency here after July 1.
Tim Lacombe joining us on Unrivaled today as we break down the Jazz and their reportedly new hire in Will Hardy out of Boston. David Fizdale also looking to be added to the front office of the Utah Jazz as an assistant GM. Let's go back to those names, Johnny Bryant. Well, obviously Johnny's in New York, but then there's Alex Jensen that's here in town still. And I mean, things are different in the NFL. If a new head coach gets hired, that entire staff goes, well, I'm packing my stuff up. It's different in the NBA. Is it going to be different for Alex Jensen, or is that just like one of those things where they go, hey, we're going to have the interviews, we're going to go through it? Do you envision him on this staff next season?
Man, I sure hope so, but I don't know, because I think, again, so much of this is about, having who everybody feels confident going to battle with. And, a coach usually has the opportunity to have a little bit more say in his staff. I have no idea. I mean, there could be a natural connection and fit there, which I would love because, I think you only have to look as far as, I think Gobert is a great, template for what Alex has been able to do while he's here. I think he's made guys better and he's had them improve their games, by leaps and bounds. And every year you see guys doing different things, And so I hope he's around. But again, I think that all now goes to the decision of Hardy and the minds that be at the Jazz to say, what's going to be the best situation.
Yeah, that's kind of hard. You're a guy like Alex Jensen. You're local. A lot of people know you. You've really cut your teeth here with the Jazz. And
a lot
then,
of people assume you were going to be the guy.
And you get overlooked, and you're like, can I kind of still take a back seat? And then the new guy comes in, and he goes, is this guy really in my corner? Is he really behind me, or is he stabbing my back?
Yeah, there's a lot of that stuff involved.
Sure. Yeah, that's an interesting thing. What do you know about David Fizdale? I mean, what do you think his role will be, and what does he bring to the Jazz?
Well, I kind of looked up quick, trying to look at connections. I do know, having been a part of the mighty West Coast Conference, that he actually played at San Diego. I always saw that going through their building when we'd play there. I know there's a really strong connection here between Dwayne Wade and Fizdale, with the Heat. Beyond that, I don't really know what Danny, relationships obviously got to be good and Justin's to be able to bring him in. But again, I think we don't always know necessarily the whys, but I think with this Jazz team, what you have to understand is I think this ownership group particularly, they're going to do whatever they can do to try to, and made no bones about trying to pay for a parade and, how hard it is to get a parade in town of that magnitude. Because you have to go do it. So, again, I think it speaks to the flexibility of that front office that they don't care who gets credit. They just want to get it right. Perhaps we'll find out later, what that move naturally means. But it's interesting for sure. But I like it. I like the message it sends, actually. I know some people have said too many cooks in the kitchen. But you have to understand when Danny Ainge is the orchestrator, when he's the guy running it, I really have not met a more accomplished basketball person, but at the same time, just a great human being. And so I think the Jazz are in great hands. When Danny decided to come, I knew that was a huge thing that would really help this organization.
Coach, one of the things that – I've always loved about, like, I think Eric Spoelstra, people look at and they go, hey, look at this background. He started out as a video coordinator. And obviously, you've had your own history of, as you said, the unglamorous part of breaking down film and being the video coordinator for coaching staffs, you know, early in your career. But this is the same kind of thing. This is how Will Hardy got his start. What is it about you guys in the film room that is like leads to a head coach position at high levels, or, you know, in your case too, like an assistant head coach spot in college, you know, a few years after being, you know, in a video room? What is it that you guys are learning in the video room, or that these guys are learning in the video room to get to this spot that they're at?
I think it's really the being able to spend the time, you know, with the coaches. I think that's the undervalued part of this. And I was reading something today, just quick on Coach Hardy, and it's exactly what I'm talking about. I think it was Brett Brown, who was an assistant with the Spurs at the time for Pop, and went on to be the head coach of the 76ers. But when Will got the job as a film guy with the Spurs, you know, he asked Coach Brown, you know, is it okay if I sit through and talk with you and talk through why you know, pull the clips you do and, you know, kind of understand the stuff you're looking for to help me be better. And it really set him on a great path. And I think that's what I love the most of that film room is coaches are coming through there. They're prepping their scouts. You're literally watching an out of bounds play 100 times, you know, to figure out the best way to guard it. So you do a lot of this thinking. You do a lot of the thinking and, you know, there's so much more. And in fact, the crazy part is that part of the game probably equates to a couple percent, you know, because when you put everything together, it's about talent and it's about cohesiveness. But preparation is a big piece. And so if you can have that dialed in, that was always my favorite part, is just feeling like I was trying to figure out a way to give our team an edge.
I believe this is a good hire, right? And it feels, as I said, the Jazz did their due diligence. But there's a little part of me that's like, you know, he comes from the Celtics. Danny Ainge's son is with the Celtics. Brad Stevens, who, you know, Danny hired, is still there. Is this one of those, you know, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Is this that kind of hire, or is this the absolute best person for this job?
No, I don't think there's, and I honestly believe like that doesn't, you know, Danny's going to hire somebody that is going to be able to do what he understands the objective is here. So, I mean, I think it helps certainly to have relationships. I don't think that's ever a bad thing. But in this case, I mean, again, Pop, you know, this is a guy that was part of USA Basketball. He's got really good connections to the game. And I think that it's really that cohesiveness already with Ainge is probably something that will help them hit the ground running. So no, I don't see it as, you know, hey, scratch your back type of thing. I see this as I do believe that, you know, I don't know if there was one singular candidate that would have been perfect the job. Like, I think Alex Jensen would have been perfect the job in a lot of ways, but I think this can work out and will work out because, you know, and a big part of that is because of the relationship that already exists.
Tim Lacombe, you of course hear him breaking down post half and or brief half and post shows right here on 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone and the Jazz Radio Network. So, Coach, we're looking forward to whatever the future brings with this, because now we start to look around and go, okay, is this going to infuse the rest of the team with some energy here? And certainly we get excited anytime there's some changes, and it looks like you just don't want to be coachless going into this whole thing. So we're glad to be able to break it down with you. Thanks for being on the program here with us.
Oh, you bet, man. And thanks for having me. And sorry, I started a new employee, and so the last few weeks have been rough. But, you know, Kiri stood me up last week, rightfully so. I can take coaching, and I'm right where I needed to be today. I'm right here with you.
All I said was I
don't
miss you.
Don't ever say I'm not coachable,
Kiri. That's what I said. All I said is I miss you, kid. I miss you, guy.
Right.
Come on.
No, you're like, hey, you're talking to everybody else. And I was like, yeah, you know what? He's got me there. I need to get on with them. So,
well,
again, as
that.
Always,
well, thanks for the effort.
Coach Kiri. Yeah, love you guys.
All right. We appreciate it, Tim. Yeah. Best hair in the building when he's in the building. Tim Lacombe. There you go. I love to hear all that. It is a bummer, though, too. Right? You think about that and you go, man, he's close with a lot of these guys that are in the running. And, I mean, like, what are we talking about? A hair's width of Alex Jensen not getting the job, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just one.
I think it's what happens moving forward. You
interesting
know, who
to
are
see
those
how
other
does,
assistants?
Yeah. And if Will Hardy's going to be the one that's in the interview process that's leading, if it's going to be Danny Ainge going, no, let me do it. Let me pick the guys who are going to be around you because we kind of need to stack the deck with you here. I don't know. It's going to be interesting going forward. All right, let's take the break. We'll come back. Appreciate Coach Lacombe carving out some time. He is super busy, so I appreciate him taking some time because we kind of call him during the busiest parts of his day. And on a day like today where the Jazz make a head coaching hire, looks like, then, you know, we want to have him on. We want to get the coach's view of it, and he has an amazing view of it. So there you go. Hey, guess what? Thursday we're going to be out on the road. We're going to be live at R&R Barbecue this Thursday starting at 3 o'clock for our show, broadcasting from R&R Barbecue in Midvale, 7171 South Bingham Junction Boulevard. They're going to do some voting on favorite sauces, and the winner is going to be exclusively used at Days of 47. And just for that. So that's going to be a really, really fun thing for us. I'm assuming, Scott, there's going to be some judging on our part. Are we going to judge?
Of course.
Dang right.
We're very
even
judgmental.
Even if they don't ask us. I'll be like, let me give my 2 cents. They're like, we don't need it. I go, no, you do. I'm going to eat something.
We give our 2 cents all the time.
Food prizes and
I give
more.
3 cents, but.
Yeah. I know. That's your thing.
And you give no cents.
Old Scott Mitchell. Give him an inch, takes 3 cents. All right. Food prizes and more R&R Barbecue in Midvale. That's where we're going to be 3 to 7 on Thursday. Anyway, join us then. We're going to take the break here. We'll come back. We've got a couple things here. We've got our college football countdown. We've got to, by contract, we've got to give you the days of the countdown. We'll still kind of give you as much of our thoughts as some of the movement here in the building when it comes to the Utah Jazz and the hire of a new coach and a new assistant GM. Stay with us. Unravel continues. 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.